This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized that Africa must not be viewed merely as a source of raw materials, but as a continent that must lead in value creation and sustainable growth. Addressing the session of the Namibian Parliament, Prime Minister Modi reiterated India's strong support for the African Union's Agenda 2063, particularly its industrialization goals. He reaffirmed India's commitment to deepening collaboration in key sectors such as defense, security. Calling for collective action, the Prime Minister urged African nations to build a future not through power but through partnership while preserving their indigenous identities. He said India is deeply concerned about the Global South and believes in growing together with the world, not just individually. Mr. Modi added that the true value of the India-Africa partnership lies in shared growth and shared purpose. The PM reaffirmed that India will continue to invest in building local skills, creating local jobs, and encouraging local innovation in Africa. PM Modi also reaffirmed India's focus on capacity building of African youth and expansion of healthcare infrastructure in Namibia. He highlighted that the MOUs signed, including those on entrepreneurship, health, and digital cooperation, will strengthen bilateral ties. Recalling the deep-rooted historical ties between India and Namibia, the Prime Minister stated that their friendship has stood the test of time. He noted that both countries not only cherish their past, but are also committed to realizing the full potential of their shared future. Mr. Modi said, "The people of India stood proudly with Namibia during their liberation struggle."
The people of India stood proudly with Namibia during your liberation struggle. Even before our own independence, India raised the issue of Southwest Africa at the United Nations. We supported SWAPO in your quest for freedom. New Delhi hosted their first ever diplomatic office abroad.
PM Modi praised Namibia for recently electing its first woman president, calling it a landmark moment and a reflection of the continent's democratic strength. He also referred to Indian President Draupadi Murmu, the first tribal woman to hold the office, to underscore the transformative power of constitutional democracy in empowering marginalized communities. Meanwhile, PM Modi has planned for New Delhi, and after concluding his successful Five Nation tour to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel has ordered an investigation into a bridge collapse near Padra in Vadodara district early yesterday, in which 9 people were killed and several others injured. A portion of the Gambhira bridge, which connects Anand and Vadodara districts, gave way, plunging 5 vehicles into the Mahisagar River. Mr. Patel has sought a preliminary report from the officials regarding the collapse of the bridge. PM Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the incident. He has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each for the next of the kin of those killed from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund. In Bihar, the Bandh called by the RJD Congress-led Grand Alliance yesterday witnessed a mixed impact. The Bandh and Chakka Jam were called in protest against Special Intensive Revision, SIR, by the Election Commission underway in the state. During the Bandh, protesters disrupted vehicle movement on national and state highways in various parts of the state. Attempts were also made to disrupt train operations at railway stations such as Madhubani, Darbhanga, Jehanabad, Arwal. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav, CPI leader T. Raja, Dipankar Bhattacharya of CPI-ML led the Bandh supporters in Patna. The BJP has alleged that the Grand Alliance is trying to undermine constitutional bodies. In cricket, chasing a victory target of 127 runs, Indian women's team were 53 in 6 overs against hosts England in the 4th 2020 International of the 5-match series at Emirates Old Trafford, Manchester, when reports last came in. Batting first, England scored 126 for 7 in 20 overs. The nationwide strike called by joint trade unions disrupted normal life in Puducherry yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.